It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Oh! All right, couple things here, and then we'll get back to it. Eagles are rumored to be interested in a Chief wide receiver, DeMarcus Robinson. Ike.
Hey, Tyreek Hill?
No.
Oh. Well,
please. No, we
wouldn't
want
Tyreek
Hill. I don't know if I can handle that. I don't know if I can handle being a radio host at WIP if Tyreek Hill ended up here.
Can't handle Tyreek Hill. No. DeMarcus Robinson? Is that his name?
Yeah, I think.
Marcus Robinson?
Yeah, something like that.
Oh, man. It's not Sammy Watkins.
It's not. It's not. No, it's not. It's a
Sammy
guy.
Watkins going to play next year? Do you remember that story
yes.
that came out?
Yeah, he changed that right after the game.
Okay, probably.
Yeah, he changed that right. Miko Harman?
No.
Huh?
Yeah,
not him?
Yeah, if you draft somebody in the second round. And Ike, by the way, just so you know, I've changed my philosophy with the draft. I don't want them to draft wide receivers in the first and the second round.
Okay,
that's crazy.
That's good, yes.
First round, second round, third round. I need three straight wide receivers because otherwise, then they really can't screw it up, can they? They need
wide
receivers.
Yeah, they actually could still screw it up. Yeah, they actually
in fact,
could.
Yes, they could still screw
right.
it up.
All right. I just thought it would be a good deal.
What do you think about a quarterback in the fifth? You want a quarterback in the fifth again?
I do not.
We do need another young quarterback. Hey, listen.
I do not. No, I do not.
Nate Sudfeld, going to be too much money.
Yeah, I don't want him. No.
No, they're not going to pay him. Bring Josh McCown back.
For a quarterback coach or actual player?
Either one, don't
second
matter to
second string that doesn't play, or third
yeah,
string
matter
quarterback
to
doesn't play.
And then you got to draft a young guy that you develop. I mean, they missed out on Clayton Thorson.
I agree. Well, no, see, I don't know if – because you don't really carry three quarterbacks on a roster, so it's tough. That's the new thing in the NFL is you want to carry the two quarterbacks, and you have a guy in your practice squad that if you need him, you can throw him up there.
Yeah, that's fine.
If you draft somebody, you have to keep him on the active roster, so you're taking up a roster spot. I mean, if it's for the right guy, yes.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. You know how many players we activated last year that didn't do anything?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
Well, just make McCown inactive.
Like yeah,
inactive.
I only
but
need
then
him.
You have a rookie quarterback that's active.
No, I would sign like Flacco to be the backup.
Let me
tell you
something.
Well, you don't need Flacco and McCown.
No Flacco. No, come on, Flacco.
You wouldn't want Flacco as the backup?
Why not?
Because he's cooked.
Well, so is Josh McCown.
He's not being brought back to play.
Let me tell you, if Joe Flacco played in that game against Seattle,
they might have won.
We win that game.
Is Flacco washed or cooked?
He's cooked.
he's washed.
I don't know the difference.
Where'd he go to school, Ike?
But he's cooked.
Delaware, right?
Yes, he's the
Delaware
Blue Hen.
Delaware Blue Hen, man.
Hey!
Come on, man.
Never a doubt.
I knew what I was talking about.
All right, one more thing, and then we'll get back to it, all right?
A lot of wedges I ran into, man, back in the day.
You did?
Yeah, I didn't see any of those damn wedges out there Saturday.
No, they don't have it. No, they don't have it. XFL doesn't want any of that.
Man,
you would have worked out very well in the XFL.
There's no kickoff rule out there. Go ahead, my bad.
The major changes they're talking about to Major League Baseball playoffs where they're increasing it to seven teams, and then they have a selection Sunday where the bottom three teams and the bottom three – and so one team at the top team has a bye, and then the next three division winners, 2, 3, 4, they would host a three-game wild card against the bottom three playoff teams.
Yeah, terrible.
And they would have a selection Sunday where the team, the number one seed of those three teams, would choose what team they would play. Mm-hmm. Right? So they'd come on there and they'd be like, okay, we're going to select the Phillies select to play the team that makes no sense, and then they would lose, and we'd be furious,
Brewers,
and whatever.
Yeah.
Right.
We'd play Milwaukee.
Phillies would pick the wrong team, and they'd lose, and we wouldn't be able to get over it, right?
Of course not.
It's a great idea. It's a great idea. Ike, nobody talks about baseball. No one talks about baseball. Come the playoff time, it's like if you're a baseball fan, you like it. None of the shows
your
talk about
your team has to be in it.
Yes.
Yeah.
None of the shows are talking about it. None of the FS1 shows are talking about it. None of the ESPN shows
football
are really
season.
Talking about it. Right.
It's right in
football
season.
You get swallowed up by the NFL.
Yeah.
These are talkable things for talk shows and for TV shows because now you're talking about strategy. And then the bottom teams are saying, like, hold on, you want to play us first?
Mm-hmm.
All right, we got something for you. It just it brings in more stimulus to talk about rather than just games.
Right.
It makes it more interesting to the non-diehard baseball fan. Mm-hmm. And that's what they need. Baseball fans are dying out. I'm sorry to tell you.
No, you're right. You're right.
I'm right here.
Yeah, you're the oldest 25-year-old I've ever met, Jack.
It's what the sport needs. It needs to be.
Needs something.
It needs to be a water cooler type conversation piece. That's what baseball is missing. They probably haven't had it since the steroid era, right? Whether we were talking about, are the home runs legit? Is Bonds taking steroids? Like that whole thing, that's the last
that
time.
That was water cooler talk.
Right, yep. When baseball was at the top of everybody's conversation.
Well,
piece.
And the Astros stuff was the last time
right.
Other than that. And that's a controversy.
Exactly. So most of their stuff has been about controversy.
They need.
Not the actual games.
Major League Baseball needs more drama.
Yep.
See what we're talking about right here with the NBA? It's a players' league.
Oh, they turned it
constant
into a drama league.
Constant drama.
The NBA is almost, they rival the NFL in drama.
The regular season doesn't even matter.
No doubt about it. No. The NBA offseason actually matters now.
Yes.
Right? The NFL offseason matters. It's always matters. It's like a separate season. The NBA, there's much more intrigue.
I agree.
Baseball needs more drama. Because that's what our country wants.
Yep, player movement, that type of stuff.
You know, I mean, the Yankees have a choice, and they pick to play the Red Sox or they don't.
Right.
You know what I mean? It just gives you storylines. It gives you something to talk about.
Okay, you at least opened my mind to it.
Yeah.
Yesterday I was like, no, yeah, out. No, nope.
I can't.
I don't
even
have anything to do with it.
Jack doesn't even want expansion in the playoffs.
Well, no.
I don't want seven teams. It would be too watered down. I like the five teams.
Oh,
I don't
half
the league making the team.
Yeah, baseball playoffs are great.
Oh,
right
yeah,
now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Baseball playoffs are the best playoffs.
Hockey has over half the teams make the playoffs.
It's eight.
Well, 16 teams.
I know. I think it's bad.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
You don't want to
over half.
You don't want to water down, but at the same time,
this is 30 teams in hockey, right?
I don't know. I have no idea.
I need to stop thinking out loud.
But the difference is in hockey, the eight can beat the one.
Right. Yes.
In the NBA,
yes.
The eight's not beating
that
the one.
That is the difference in hockey.
And
yes.
And in baseball, the seven could easily beat the two in a three-game
series.
Well,
listen, we just watched the Nationals.
Dude, that's what I'm saying.
We just watched them.
All right, there you have it. Jack Fritz is still not behind it. How's the Bryant Lent going there, Jack? You know,
well, I just had some Papadias off of today's bad news.
Well,
we're hanging in there.
Somebody reported that they don't want Chris Bryant. Or
well,
it's really
that they haven't come to a match.
Right. In other words, what I said last week, which is there ain't training for Chris Bryant because they're not going over the luxury tax. So, whatever.
So
well, he did in the report. It did say that they would go over the luxury tax for Chris Bryant, which is not the problem.
Right, for the right player,
right,
in the right situation. Which
so
is
we're both right.
What they're not doing.
Well, we're both right. Just admit we're both right.
No, I'm not. No, believe me, we have plenty of time to fight about the Phillies. I am not giving in to you right now. All right, 888-729-9494.
You know they're going to trade for him right before we head to Clearwater.
That'd be great. And I would love every bit of it.
They're going to trade for him.
Right, we got the first interview.
Right before we head to Clearwater.
All right, let's do it. I'm going to go to Peter in media because not many people call up and say, I agree with Marks. So I'm going to take advantage of it before he hangs up. Peter, how are you?
well, now that I know that puts me to the front of the line, I'm just going to say that every time.
Smart move.
Listen, you guys are all making very good points. But the part that I agree with, John, is where you say that this kind of behavior would not be happening, for example, with Spoelstra and Riley,
no.
And I'm sure, or with Greg Popovich
established franchise. Popovich is more or less the GM, but you're right. No, established franchises with culture, it would not happen.
Right, exactly. So, but you guys make the point that I had called in last week and said, and I'll ask you in this form this way. How would you guys or how would we know and how quickly would we know if we have an ownership problem? Like how would we know if this is the early days of a Jerry Jones or a Daniel Snyder or some other incompetent, you know? And my answer to that would be exactly what you're saying is that the middle-level management, the GM and the coach – aren't getting done what they need to get done.
Yep.
And when we start saying that other middle-level managers could do a better job, that to me is a leadership and ownership problem. And again, I said last week, if Joshua Harris had pulled in Simmons and Brown and Brand and said to the three of them, all right, you guys need to have been shooting, making 2 3-point shots a game, but before the end of the season, or you two guys are fired. I go back to the old George Gervin, Iceman model, 600 shots in season, 1,000 shots in the off season. And if Ben was doing something like that, I don't even need him practicing. I want him off in the side basket shooting 600 shots a day.
Yeah.
You would have already seen a difference in his game.
Yeah, Peter.
Something like that. I'm not saying that's the answer, but these guys got to be tougher on the coach and the GM.
Yep. Yeah, you're right. No, do we have an ownership problem with the Sixers? Ike, do you believe? I mean,
ownership problem?
I think the next move that they make is the biggest move that they will make since Joshua Harris has owned the team. Because he's right. Middle management, more or less. It's not middle managed, but that's who's running the Sixers. Joshua Harris is saying to himself, look at all the money I'm making. The house is sold out every night. Mm-hmm. Things are good. But he also knows that he's got to keep winning, and he wants to win. So they'll move on from Brett Brown. I don't know if they move on from Elton Brand. But,
yeah.
I mean, I would. I like Elton Brand. I'm looking for an established guy that's already done it, that's going to have the respect of whoever players there.
Well, the problem is, I think that you're going to have to find somebody who can move some of these players that don't fit. He's given out a couple contracts that are hard to move, right? So either you're going to be giving away an Al Horford and getting back basically nothing.
Bad contracts.
Right? Or you're not getting back much because – Al Horford is a contract that somebody is taking off of your hands.
Right. A team may say, yeah, we like Al Horford on our team, but not for $29 million for
right.
the next 3 years.
That's right.
So you have to, you know, what are you giving us? Mm-hmm. Right. We'll give you these. Maybe you get a rotational player, which would be great.
And Tobias Harris, I don't think you can move.
But you know what, though?
Too many years left on his deal.
As much as I hated that contract, at least I know what he is on the court. He can contribute.
Well, and you could slide him down to the four.
He
actually provides a skill set that you could use. Now, he may be miscast as a quote-unquote all-star max player, but if he's going to give me 19 to 20 points a night, that's 19, 20 points I can count on that I don't
necessarily, you're gonna need.
I don't necessarily know I'm getting from anybody else on the team other than Joel. Mm. He's our second leading scorer. And you know Ben is a hot and cold player when it comes to whether or not he's going to be offensive minded tonight. If he feels good, he'll be in attack mode. But he's perfectly fine, and this is why I don't kill him anymore over it. I just point out that this may be part of the issue. But he's fine with doing all the other things. So while we may kill him about not shooting the ball from the outside, there's something to be said that he's not a player that is a black hole with the basketball, meaning it stops with him. He's dribbling the air out of the ball, like Carmelo got accused of being, like some guys get accused of being when they want to be a ball-dominant player.
Yeah, no, he doesn't. He's
not looking to take 25 shots like a Westbrook
his
was.
His unselfishness actually could be a positive if he would just shoot a little bit.
John, but here's what I'll tell you. We know what we got in him. This is where I get on Elton. This is why there should be more shooters on this team. So that Ben doesn't have to do that. Mm-hmm. Now, as bad as Giannis looks when he shoots the ball, and he will still shoot it, he's not a reluctant shooter, Milwaukee's filled with shooters. Right? Like, he has shooters all over the court.
Sure he does.
Right? So.
Yeah. No, you got to construct a team that works.
He also has an off-guard, a guy there who's a point guard, Eric Bledsoe.
Yep. Yeah, no.
He also has a Chris Middleton who can get his own shot.
Yeah, they have a better team.
Right? I'm just saying. Like,
yeah,
these are the parts that they put around him for a guy who isn't necessarily a outside shooter.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
And Giannis.
No, I mean, that's a good organization. That's,
you got to build
a team
around him, yes.
Yeah, and you also have the best player in the NBA, which also helps. All right,
yes.
I'm afraid to look. Well, first of all, our Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Valentine's Day is right around the corner. Mark's Jewelers to Valentine's Day, 15% off your entire order. Mark's-Jewelers.com, Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville. During introductions tonight, should the Sixers fans give Joel Embiid a standing ovation? See, I don't know if he needs a standing ovation.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say
a golf clap?
Yes, I would give a warm ovation. Let's see what they say. Well, 52% say no, so it's almost a coin flip.
Yeah, I don't know if I would give him a standing O. Like, here's the thing, and you know I'm not – being a former player here, I try not to always be the former player, right? So it's like, okay.
Yeah, Fan Ike.
Yeah, I'm trying to be Fan Ike here, right? And I'm looking at this and I'm saying, as a fan, and I'm a paying customer that goes down there, because it's one thing for us to sit at home watching TV and I do what we do. But the people who actually put their money on the line, you know, and refinance their mortgage so that they can keep their season tickets and this.
Yeah, that's
and
their vacation money.
Yeah, their vacation money. Those people. I don't know if I would be in the mood to give him a standing O. You shush me and tell me to shut the bleep up? Because that's who he's talking to. The people in the arena. You don't. He don't hear people at home right. yelling at him from TV, from their living room couch or their man cave. He's talking to the people in the house. In the building, the people that are going to be headed down there tonight to support this team like they always do, 41 nights out of the year. They have done it the last two, three seasons. Number one and number two attendance in the league, fan attendance in the league. He was talking to you all. So I don't know if I was that paying customer. I'm in the mood to kiss Joel Embiid's butt.
Yeah, no, you're right.
I don't know if I'm – he needs to earn that. He needs to earn that with his play.
So indifference is what you would do.
Yeah. Like. And I'm really – what I'm doing is I'm waiting to see how he acts. Because if he wants to antagonize us, if he wants to do the little mocking to the crowd, if you want to go there, we'll make it your worst night in your NBA career on national TV.
Yeah, but then it's over, right?
Well, but he dictates that.
No,
the
I know
fans
he does.
Aren't going to let him just run roughshod over them,
which is why
and be disrespectful to them.
Which is why I believe that it's over, because at some point it's going to with his behavior, it's going to get back to that level.
See, to me, I don't think it's the fans that need to be making amends. It's him.
Agreed.
To me, it's him.
Agreed. But I don't. If you come out, if he gets booed tonight, believe me, things will not go well.
I know the Sixers are listening. Who the hell wouldn't be listening from 2 to 6? 96.
You did it this time.
Have a blessed evening.
Who the hell wouldn't be listening?
Good morning. I should say good afternoon. How are you guys doing?
2 to 6. See, that lets you know I was about to throw something out that it probably shouldn't have been thrown out
888-729-9494.
Well, but here's what I was going to say,
Marks
right?
Get
your that, damn act together.
Is that the team should inform him, right? Like, here's what he really needs to do. How about on your way to the stadium, on your way in there, how about you shoot out one of those tweets or IG posts where you say, you know what? This is family. We hit the court tonight. I need to hear my family. Let me hear you tonight. I'm with you. I know you're with me.
Do a little ass.
Let's go. Come on, man.
Because, frankly, you know what? The fans deserve that. Joe doesn't,
exactly.
Joel Embiid doesn't deserve squat.
Exactly. He doesn't deserve to have his fan base cater to him and give him a standing ovation. No. How about send out one of those little posts on your way in tonight and do a little
and
bit of –
And then you'll get a nice ovation.
And then you're going to get the ovation.
You know who would do that?
Who?
Bryce.
Yes.
Bryce went through the same kind of thing. He handled the booing.
Yep.
Said, I would boo me too. I'm not playing well right now.
Yep.
Yeah, and it was the same level of booing. It
sure.
Wasn't,
no, you're right.
No, by the way, a lot of the booing of Embiid, it had to do with all the other nonsense. It had to do with not getting along with Ben. It had to do with his entire act.
Right.
That's what it had to do with, oh, well, you know, I'm not having fun.
I got to be honest
blah,
with
blah,
you.
Blah, blah, blah.
But here's the funny thing, John. I got to be honest with you.
Yeah.
That game is tied going into the fourth quarter. I'm imagining this is when fans sort of voice their opinion at some point in that third quarter. Because that was a comfortable game for a little while there. And then Chicago made a nice little run. And it's a tie game. So I'm imagining this is where the fans got a little hot and bothered. Dude, you take this opportunity to come back at your fan base? Like, come on, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't need to do that. So to me, he created this because we ignored it when Al Horford did it. But now you're doing it. Al Horford is new here. He doesn't know any better. You do. And this fan base has supported you through all of this, through everything. You need to get back in their good graces, and you need to recognize that you should be the one that extends the olive branch first.
Mm. We will see how it plays out.
Like it's Sixers PR. Get your boy together. It don't take a whole lot for this fan base because we want to love you.
Yeah, I feel like
we want to cheer you.
I feel like they're scared to death of him too. Everybody is. No one knows what to do down there. Joel Embiid and the Sixers. Is it over? Is it not good? But Sal, is it good right now, Ike? Is everything okay?
No.
Is this a big deal?
Yes.
It's a big deal.
Yes.
888-729-9494. 48.2% of 4,400 votes says this is not a big deal. You people are creating it. You people are creating it. You, WIP, sports radio. I haven't listened to terrestrial radio in 50 years. I listen to satellite radio and podcasts. 888-729-9494. I never listen to WIP.
It's funny.
That's our positive job.
but that's not our demo. Our demo actually listens.
Listens to us, right.
It's these young Thundercats out here that.
Yeah, it's the people on Twitter voting.
Yeah.
At Marcus WIP.
Young Thundercats out here.
Wow. But there's a lot of people out there that are saying, you guys, this is not a big deal.
Oh, yeah.
You are the ones that are trying to make it bigger than it is. We want to hear from you. 888-729-9494. It's Marks and Reese. And how are you handling tonight if you're going or if you were going? Marks and Reese on 94WIP. But, hey, listen, Eagles fans. Amazon and NFL Films have Season 5 of All or Nothing on Prime Video. And it covers Marks and Reese on 94WIP for 5 seconds of episode 4, Ikey.
Yeah, great job by them.
All or Nothing, the Philadelphia Eagles. You can watch it right now on Prime Video. That comes with your Prime membership. It's an Emmy Award-winning series, an all-access behind-the-scenes look at what it takes to compete in the winner-take-all world of the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Take an inside look at this incredible, tough journey through the eyes of the players, the coaches, and their families. We've both watched a number of episodes. I haven't seen all of them. They did a really nice job with it.
As a matter of fact, I'm going back through it again.
Yeah?
Yeah. Because, you know, you catch stuff the second time around that you didn't necessarily see the first time.
Yeah, a lot of good storylines, a lot of stuff that on the outside you really don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's definitely worth the watch. It's All or Nothing, the Philadelphia Eagles. Watch now on Prime Video, and it's included with your Prime membership.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.